This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
If you're an avid yoga practitioner in KL, you may have already heard of the Flow Studio. Located in Jalan Riong Bangsa, the Flow was thoughtfully designed to deliver both the practicality and functionality of a workout married with a calming environment and, if I may say so myself, very eye-pleasing aesthetics. And it's kind of like Tiffany Yao, who's the founder of the Flow, thought about everything from the placement of the mats to the airflow. They have a signature scent, they offer complimentary herbal tea. All you have to do is arrive light and you can leave feeling even lighter. But yoga studios have been mushrooming in and around KL for quite a few years now, and they seem to be shutting down just as quickly as well. Does the Flow have what it takes to survive in the long run, or are we just feeding a fad? This is Open for Business. I'm Audrey Raj, and I have with me in the studio today Tiffany Yao from the Flow. Tiffany, welcome.
Thank you, Audrey.
So, like I was just saying earlier, there are many yoga and Pilates studios in KL and they are ever increasing. Do you think yoga and Pilates, the scene has become oversaturated in KL?
To be completely honest, no. I think there is a lot more potential for yoga and Pilates in KL. If anything, I believe we're at infancy right now. We haven't even hit a peak yet. And to me, there is a lot more potential for this particular industry to grow. I guess to give you a little bit of background, before we even opened, a lot of people had the same sentiment. You know, they're like, there are a million yoga studios everywhere. They shut down as quick as they open. What's going to be different?
Mm.
And I used to live in Australia. So I used to be a banker. I was in banking for about 8 years in Melbourne. I was the kind of person who thought yoga was really boring. You know, I was one of those that was like, yoga's too zen, it's so hippie, it's not for me. I need to go for a HIIT workout to, you know, zone out and forget about all the stresses of daily life. Until it kind of one day all just got too much. You know, the HIIT workouts, they're great, but every day as a society, we're all constantly stimulated. We're always on our phones, we're always at work, we're always talking to our friends. We never really get downtime. And it's we're in KL especially, the society is so switched on, even compared to Melbourne. And I kind of looked at KL, you know, which is where I was born and raised, and I thought KL is missing a space where people can actually come and just be. There wasn't really a yoga studio that was providing that kind of environment, you know, a safe space where people wanted to just come and let go of everything else, not be stimulated by maybe some loud music or bright lights, actually truly disconnect. And so that was kind of the inspiration that brought about the Flow.
What have you noticed about the demand for yoga and Pilates? I mean, do you ever worry about the rising hype surrounding practices like yoga and Pilates ever dying out?
I honestly don't. I feel like yoga and Pilates is a very sustainable workout, fitness practice. It's for a couple of reasons. First of all, they're low impact. It's safe on your joints and it's very mindful. It's not just a physical workout. It's a practice of the mind as well, you know, which is where truly all the work happens. It's not one of those fad workouts, I feel, once people actually feel the benefits that it's bringing to your body, especially as we grow older. And with all the desk jobs that we do these days, the improvements in your posture, how it makes you respond a bit more mindfully to different things that life throws at us. So it's not a fad workout at all. It's a very long-term, sustainable workout. And to me, the challenge more so lies in educating the community that, hey, there is a yoga for you. It might not have been, you know, the hippie workout you did with your mom when you were 12 years old, but there is a type of yoga for you. You just have to find it.
So you just mentioned the word hippie, and this leads to my next question. Why Bangsa? Are you trying to appeal to a specific demographic by placing your studio in Bangsa?
To be completely honest, I fell in love with the space when I saw it. It kind of just happened to be in Bangsar. So to us, the Flow was always meant to be an experience. It's not just any other studio that you walk into, you come into your workout and you leave. The Flow is a space that we created wanting people to walk in and feel at ease as soon as you walk through the doors. It's a space that makes you feel like home. I would say we're not appealing to a specific demographic. To be completely honest, our prices are very comparable to other studios in KL as well. It was just the space that we fell in love with, and that's creating that experience is kind of what makes it a little bit difficult for us to expand even, because we can't find a space that does the flow justice like what we have in Bangsar right now.
Okay, we'll come back to pricing and expansion in just a bit. But first, I understand that you have the traditional yoga classes and Pilates classes, but you also have something called the reformer class. What is that?
Reformer Pilates. Every time I came back to KL for a holiday when I was working in Melbourne, I couldn't find a reformer workout that worked for me in KL. So overseas, reformer Pilates, it's a fitness workout. It challenges you. It's tough. It works all the little muscles in your body. It tones you up like honestly nothing else. Lots of, you know, models, actresses, they all do reformer Pilates, because what it does is it works your muscles to fatigue, and it lengthens and elongates them. Rather than, so, you know, a lot of people, when they think about toning, they think about lifting weights, going to the gym, doing weights, because that's going to tone you. Those workouts, they create muscle that is a little bit more bulky. In the method that we employ, it's long, lean muscle. So you're really just toning and tightening without adding the bulk. And I couldn't find that in KL. No one was programming their classes to be that way. There was this kind of stigma about reformer being, you know, you have to have an injury. It's a form of rehab.
Right.
It's kind of for the older population. There wasn't much awareness about the benefits of it. But I knew that this is a workout. It's just not being taught that way here.
So is the reformer Pilates one of the major things that sets the flow apart from other studios?
Yes, I would say so, definitely. So, and that's, I suppose, one of the challenges that we face as well, kind of educating the public about how when you come to a reformer class at the Flow, it's really quite different from any other reformer class that you would get in KL. Just because you put a reformer bed down and you teach a 45-minute class, the programming, the thought about how we sequence our classes and how we actually target and tone, it's really different. You have to experience it for yourself. I have clients who come in and they're like, is that reformer Pilates? I've done reformer before and I'm not shaking like I am right now.
All right, it's time for a break. When we come back, we dive into the cost factor of running a yoga studio in KL. All the money questions with the Flow Studio after this. Open for business, BFM 89.9.
Brave, free Malaysians. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Audrey Raj, and with me today is Tiffany Yao from The Flow, a thoughtfully designed yoga and Pilates studio in Bangsar, KL. Now, Tiffany, there is a huge emphasis on the atmosphere at The Flow. The aesthetics, the vibe, the scent, the placement of the mats and machines, even the airflow and things like you provide complimentary alkaline water and nanotechnology hair dryers. Why was creating this very specific atmosphere so important to you? Do other yoga or Pilates studios not provide some of these, or at least the same?
I would say that yes, they do, but I suppose not to the extent that we've kind of planned everything out. To give you an example, the number of spots we have in every mat class is fixed. You know, we have 24 spots. They're all equally spaced mats. So you'll never find yourself right up against your neighbors sweating on your mat, which is, you know, to us, it ruins the experience. You're there to have space for yourself. I would say we're very strict in our standards. And all of that was really important because, like I said before, it's not just a workout. It's coming there to feel safe, to feel looked after. And all of that, it adds to your overall experience. People realize that, hey, you don't just come here for a class. You feel good after you walk out, not just physically, but in your mind as well. You've actually checked out. And yes, I would say other yoga studios, they do provide amenities as well, but it's it's a little bit different when, I would say, most other studios in KL, due to space constraints and things like that, are either, you know, on the upstairs of a shop lot, and the whole getting up there and I think ceiling heights, you know, lighting, all that really enhances your experience a lot. And I think living in Australia is what really made me realize that, hey, a space like this, it changes your practice entirely.
And of course, with all these eye-pleasing aesthetics, it also feels expensive. Was the initial startup cost heavy?
Yes, I would say so, relative to any other standard yoga studio. But again, we really believe in doing things right. If you deliver quality, not just quality in terms of, you know, the mats or the space or the towels, you know, but to us, we're all about a holistic quality where your whole experience is great, from walking in the door to, you know, having hair ties provided, you know, all the little things that you never even thought you needed to come to a yoga class, mm-hmm. they're there. When you forget it, you're like, oh, wow, they have it. But also quality in terms of classes. We're very strict about, you know, ensuring that if you're coming to a dynamic flow class, you're going to get a dynamic flow class. It's going to be a proper vinyasa class. So to us, you know, we got to make sure that as a whole, when you come to the flow, you're not paying much more, to be honest, than any other studio, even though it may feel like it, because we've provided you with quality. We want to provide you with value. Startup costs, definitely, yes, higher than your standard studio, but if you deliver quality and you do things right, people will come. I think people these days, we value ensuring that we get, you know, value for our money. If you're paying, you know, 3 to 5 ringgit more for a class, but you've got ample space in that class, you know that you're always going to get, you know, this much space between you and your neighbor. You're always going to get a towel. You're always going to get some tea. If you forget your hair tie, it's there for you. People place value on things like that these days rather than just, you know, looking for the cheapest class they can find.
And how much do you charge on average for a class or for a monthly membership?
So we have a couple of options. We have class packs. For a mat class, that ranges between 35 to 50 ringgit a class. And we always recommend our unlimited memberships. If you come 3 or more times a week, the unlimited membership is 396 a month, and you can come for as many classes as you like all month. You also get lots of member perks like discounts at our partners, discounts to all the events that we hold, to our teacher trainings, our retreats. And for Reformer, it's a little bit more expensive because the class size is much smaller. So right now you only have 6 per class. So you get a lot of individual attention. So the focus on form and alignment is really there. Reformer classes, they range from 55 to 70 ringgit. And our unlimited option is 796. Again, that makes the most sense if you come 3 or more times a week. You also get free access to all the yoga classes.
And how far have you come with covering your startup costs?
We are actually doing a lot better than we thought we would.
So you're close to breaking even?
I would say give it maybe, I would say under a year to go and we would break even. Like, we've only been open for 8 months, really. And every time I tell someone that, they just go like, really? It hasn't felt like it. And to be honest, to us, it hasn't felt like it either, because from day one, we've been full all the time. But I would say in totality, we're targeting right now 18 months and we'd be in the green.
You work with ClassPass to provide memberships. What percentage of your customers come from ClassPass?
We are at a stage right now where that's actually quite up to us. So most of the time, if we open spots on ClassPass, they will get filled. But we take an approach where we limit the number of spots we open on ClassPass per class. And that's because we want to make sure, again, the experience is maintained for our members, that they receive priority in terms of spots for classes.
So you also have a healthy conversion rate when it comes to ClassPass members who then, you know, become native members of the flow.
Yes, we do. We have a very healthy conversion rate. And I think, to be completely honest, I'm a numbers person. I'm a banker, right? We talk to them when they come in and they're like, it's so hard to book on ClassPass. Why is it so hard? Why can't you open more spots? And I'm like, well, we've got to maintain the experience for our own members. Even if a class is not full, you know, they're paying for their space. They're paying to be here. And really, if you think about it, work out how much one credit costs on ClassPass and how many credits you're paying to book in a class at the flow. Getting a class pack actually most of the time works out to be cheaper, and you get access to actually using the wait list, which for Reformer is very helpful because there's only 6 spots. People book like 2 weeks in advance, but a day or two before, when people finalize their schedules, they drop out, they cancel. People on the wait list always get in, but if you're on ClassPass, you will never get that priority.
Is competition with other studios an issue in any way? What about like fitness centers, gyms, and meditation centers that also provide yoga and Pilates classes? How is competition in Bangsa affecting you?
To be honest, I think competition is really healthy. to me, when there is... That's something a lot of people raise just before we open. They're like, why are you opening in Bangsa? There are like 20 Pilates studios. There are 20 yoga studios. Why are you opening in Bangsa? Go somewhere else. I think it's great, though. Like, if there's competition, there's demand. It means that there are people here that want this product. And we don't have to be the only ones providing it. We just have to be the best. So far, our approach has been very collaborative. We love working with other fitness centers, other, you know, gyms, offering other types of workouts. Because, you know, even myself, I don't just do yoga and Pilates. I go for spin. I lift weights sometimes. I don't really do running, but...
Yeah, I think close to almost 80% of yoga practitioners do some form of other physical activity as well.
Exactly. So, so it's very complementary, to be honest, other types of fitness. And I think that as long as people are doing fitness, they're healthy, they're open to trying new things, it's great. The difference being that if you are serious about your yoga practice or you really want to learn what yoga is really about, what Pilates is really about, you won't get that same level of experience in a bulk place, a bulk gym that offers these type of classes. Mm. You would go to a yoga and Pilates studio where we specialize in yoga and Pilates, where our teachers are vetted, they're certified, they're qualified, they've been trained in specific styles. And like, especially for us, we do fortnightly teacher training sessions where we train our teachers. So we're constantly improving. We're also constantly looking at what the market wants, what they want to work on. You know, we're constantly asking our members, hey, what's the next thing you want to work on? Is it some form of arm balance or inversion? Or in Pilates, do you want to work on your core more? Maybe it's your glutes, your arms. We're very in touch with our customer base. And we know that they're coming to us seeking our expertise to improve in this practice. And that's not something that you're going to get from a bulk gym. You know, a bulk gym will hire a yoga instructor and put them there, say, teach a class. But there is no speciality.
Are you future-proofing your business in any way? Are you considering horizontal expansions in terms of, say, like providing workouts that are not yoga and Pilates related? How do you plan to keep things fresh in the years to come?
That's a very good question. And so it's something that I'm constantly also thinking about. But again, like I mentioned, I think yoga and Pilates is a very future-proof workout. It's something that's been around, you know, for generations. And they're both workouts that are here to stay. They're not fads. But in terms of staying fresh and staying relevant, we try very hard to... We run a lot of events, and they are modern takes on yoga. One of the big strategies that we had coming in was that we didn't want to just focus on the existing yoga practitioners. Mm. What I really wanted to do was reach out to the people who thought yoga was boring, who taught Pilates, you know, wasn't the workout for them. They needed to go weightlifting or running or spinning or something really high intensity.
So a new customer base.
Correct. Yeah. Those were, you know, our targets that we wanted to show them, you know, there is modern yoga. It's fun. It's challenging. Come and try it. And we've been really, really successful in doing that. There is, you know, people that we've reached out to that now come on a weekly basis who, you know, a year ago, you know, and they said to me as well, a year ago, you told me I'd be doing yoga. I'd laugh in your face. So we try very hard to keep it modern. For example, we flew in an instructor from Y7 Studios in New York. Y7 is the original hip-hop yoga studio. They do yoga in a dark room that's candlelit with, like, beat-pumping music. Mm. So we flew an instructor in from there. We hosted a hip-hop yoga class in Kyo Club. You know, candlelit, dark room, beat-pumping. And that appeals to, you know, modern yogis. We do retreats as well. So we kind of, it's not just come to class and go. We want this to be part of your lifestyle. So where we can, we'll do, you know, dance parties, silent disco, retreats. We're also branching into teacher training right now. And teacher training is not just limited to people who want to be teachers. It's people who want to deepen their understanding of the practice. So to us, it's a lot about educating people and becoming a part of their lifestyle to stay fresh.
All right, and just before we go, I know you mentioned earlier that it's been tough trying to imagine expanding into a new space just because you have such high standards for the Flow Studio and the space that, you know, you would want to operate in. But what is the future for Flow Studio? Where are you looking at if you find the right space expanding to?
To be completely honest, I don't have any target locations. It's more about the space. If the right space comes up, we are open to anything. We're looking, and we have been looking at a lot of different options at the moment. We still haven't found one that sticks just yet. But, you know, in saying that, we're open to doing things out of the ordinary. We think we can create beautiful spaces. We have the knowledge and the expertise to make a space stand out. So I guess, yeah, if anyone's got a space, reach out.
All right. And for our listeners out there who are intrigued by the Flow Studio and want to give a class a try, where can they get more information on booking a class?
So the best place to start would be our website, www.theflowstudio.co. And please book in advance, especially if you want to come to a reformer class. If it's full, jump on the wait list. You'll more than likely get in.
I've been speaking to Tiffany Yao from The Flow Studio. Thank you, Tiffany, for taking time to speak with us. Remember, if you miss any part of this show, you can check out the podcast on our website, bfm.my. Also, look for the podcast on the BFM app, available now on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. And we're also on Spotify, so you can look for us there as well. Just search for Open for Business or The Flow. My name is Audrey Raj, and this is Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.